The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I believe you're going to be especially grateful that you tuned into this segment of the program today, because I have a very special person on the line, and I have we've communicated with Facebook, but we've never spoken before to each other, and I just can't wait to talk with Trevor Lane. What an unbelievable testimony. Born 4 months premature, given very little hope for survival, major brain bleed, staph infection, lungs collapse on three separate occasions, underwent surgery, a diagnosis of cerebral palsy, told he would never be able to walk, talk, or do anything. Doctors told his parents that he would be a vegetable. Well, he is not a vegetable. In fact, he has started an incredible ministry that I want you to learn about. Trevor Lane, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. I gave a little part of your testimony, but can fill in about your childhood and your birth and the incredible difficulties that you've had to overcome in your life.
Yeah. So, like you said, I was born 4 months premature, and the doctors gave my parents little hope of survival, and they said if I even if I did survive, I wouldn't be able to walk or talk or be able to do anything. I'd be in a wheelchair my entire life. And so I spent about the first 3 months of my life in the NICU, and I overcame a lot. Like you said, lung collapses, staph infections, and I got to come home. And but I'm not quite sure. They weren't really sure what to do with me at the time, but I started walking with using a walker by the time I was 2 years old. And then after some really intense physical therapy and some other treatments, I was able to use forearm crutches, which if I had to choose, I think I like the walker a lot better, because crutches are just a little bit harder to maneuver,
yeah,
especially going downstairs and stuff. And so I got on crutches by the time I was four, and then when I got into kindergarten, I had what's called a tendon release surgery, where they go in and they cut some of the tendon. In this case, it was my hamstring and my Achilles tendon, and that was to try to alleviate some of the spasticity that's caused by CP, and that enabled me to take my first steps on my own without any assisted devices whatsoever.
How old were you when you were first able to walk unassisted?
I was probably around 5 or 6.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Trevor, you, obviously, I'm not telling you something you don't know, but you are a miracle.
Yeah, by the grace of God. I mean, it's only by Him that I'm here today.
Now, I hope you're not offended by this, and it's a strange question, but when was the first time that you remember realizing that you were not normal, like other kids? Do you remember when that first, or did you always think, hey, this is the way I am, so I'm normal?
Yeah, well, no, you didn't offend me at all. So I would say maybe I was around 4 or 5 when I realized I was different, because I started preschool actually at Brook Yates Center, which is a school for kids with disabilities. So I really didn't feel too out of place there. But I, when I started kindergarten, that's when I started getting a lot of questions like, mm-hmm. hey, what's wrong with your legs? And, mm-hmm. and, you know, why do you walk like that? And so at a very early age, I had to become my own advocate.
Right.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is, though, growing up, I very rarely had any trouble with bullying whatsoever.
No.
And, like... I fell frequently in class because I would lose my footing.
Yeah.
And like the entire class would literally rush over and try to help me up. And I'd have to be like, guys, it's okay. I got it. Nothing's broken. But you know, I just love the community that I grew up in because they just poured into me so much. And I'm truly grateful.
Now, as you got older, you began wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, how does a person with cerebral palsy become a wrestler, Trevor?
Well, that's a good question. When I got into seventh grade, I begged and pleaded with my mom to let me wrestle. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't going to let me do it, but, you know, I was persistent. Mm-hmm. So I went to the athletic director at the time, who was Coach Hurd. And my mom explained the situation, and he was all about it. And that got me excited because, you know, he didn't hesitate to say, well, sure, bring him on out, see if he likes it. And so... I went to an open mat, and I knew right away that it wasn't like the stuff that you see on TV. It wasn't like WWE. And so that took some adjusting. A lot of the moves require very precise balance and coordination, which, you know, somebody with cerebral palsy doesn't have. So I had to adapt and try to figure out ways that I could execute moves that work for me. And it was 3 years before I won my first match.
Now, first of all, for full disclosure, I hate wrestling. And here's why. My son wrestled.
Yeah.
And I hated watching him down on the mat. I wanted to go down. Quit twisting my son's arms like that. I think it is the hardest sport in the world for a parent to watch.
Oh, for sure.
But anyway, it took you 3 years to win a match. But I'm reading from your biography. It says, I realized it wasn't about winning as much as it was about inspiring the people around me.
Yeah.
You honestly had that kind of attitude as a young man that you wanted to win, but it was more important to inspire other people?
Yeah, well, it took me a couple of years to develop that kind of mindset. My first couple of years, you know, I was out to win, and I knew I was different, and I knew that it was going to be a challenge. But naturally, I'm a competitive person, so I wanted to win, and I lost 80 matches in a row before I won my first one. And when I entered high school, that's when I really started to notice that people were inspired by me just stepping mm-hmm. out on the mat and doing my very best.
Mm-hmm.
And so. There was a period where I was like, well, hey, I mean, yeah, I'm still wrestling to win, but if I don't, it's okay because, you know, somebody may be going through a hard time or somebody may need to be encouraged, and I can do that by doing what I love.
Well, hey, we're talking with Trevor Lane. I've got to take a break, Trevor. Trevor is the founder of God's Abled Ministry right here in Central Ohio, and I want you to learn more about that. But I wanted you to get acquainted with this incredible young man before we actually get into the ministry that God led him to establish. So we must take a quick break, and then we'll rejoin Trevor Lane. Don't go away.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again, Trevor Lane, the founder of a wonderful ministry called God's Abled. Trevor, you were already an inspirational person, but you came to Christ back in 2013. Walk us through how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
It's a bit of a unique situation. Growing up, my parents, they always told me to believe in God, and I did. I believed in God, but we never really went to church or anything, but I still had that foundational belief. Well, one night I was, I couldn't sleep, and I was laying in my bed, watching YouTube, and I came across this one video that says, that the headline was, "I Know the Day of the Rapture." And I was curious, and I believed in God and the rapture and all that, so I clicked on it. And it was this guy that said that the rapture was going to take place on October of 2013. And I looked at my calendar, and it just so happened to be October of 2013.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought, man, I better get my act together. And the guy explained, how to give your life to Christ. And I did it right there in my bedroom.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
So concerning the end times, the guy was a whack job.
Yeah.
but he told you how to accept Christ as Savior.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I love that story because God could use... Well, even whack jobs, he can use me, so he can use anybody. So you gave your life to Christ in 2013, and in 2017 you started God's Abled. Tell us how you started this ministry and fill us in on what God's Abled is all about.
Yeah, well, one day after service, I went up to a good friend of yours, Tim Throckmorton, and I explained to him, and God was working in my heart, and I explained to him that, I want to start a ministry for people with special needs. And he was all about it. And Pastor Tim hooked me up with our youth pastor at the time, Dan Coy, and Dan and I began to meet on a regular basis, began to plan everything out. And we launched on June 24th of 2017, and our mission is to help individuals with special needs reach their God-given potential. Mm. And we do that by way of, we have what are called activity nights, and during these activity nights, we have activities that are centered around improving somebody's fine motor and social skills, because we have found that those are the two sets of skills that people with disabilities struggle the most. Mm-hmm. And we also present the gospel to them and their families. And the other thing, too, the families with special needs don't attend church for a variety of different reasons, whether it be accessibility issues or even acceptance issues. So I really started God's Able because, you know, God had laid it on my heart to reach out to these people. But also because I wanted to give back to the community that's given so much to me over the years.
And this is Circleville, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
All right.
In Circleville, Ohio.
How can our listeners learn more about God's Abled?
Well, we have a Facebook page called God's Abled. It's two separate words. And you can check us out there. We're also working on developing a website, and that will be up here pretty soon. And we've really begun to expand beyond our community outreach, and we've started to go into national outreach. Just over the past year or so, we've gotten to work with guys like David Ring, who is an evangelist with severe cerebral palsy. He's been at it for 45 years. He can barely speak, but man, he's still at it.
He's powerful, powerful. Yeah.
And just recently, we started networking with Johnny and Friends, which is another national organization that reaches out to people with disabilities. And so we're really starting to develop relationships. And I'm not a territorial guy. I want to partner with and work with as many people behind the same cause as we are, because you know we're all going to be in heaven one day, and I want to partner with as many different organizations with the same cause, you know, as us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And again, it's God's Abled. That's God's with the apostrophe. Abled, A-B-L-E-D, God's Abled. You could look it up on Facebook. They have a very nice Facebook page. They're working on a web page. And is there a phone number, Trevor, that people could call to get more information?
Yes, you can call the church office at 740-474-7265.
740-474-7265, and that's Crossroads Church in Circleville, correct?
Yes, sir.
740-474-7265, and ask how you can get in touch with Trevor Lane or God's Abled. And folks, pray for this. This is a baby ministry, 2 years old this coming June. And God has already done great things. And Trevor, I believe God is going to do many, many more great things through you and through God's Able. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure and my honor. And I'm looking forward to the time when you and I can meet in person. It'll be my honor.
Well, thank you.
All right, Bobberty Live will continue. Stay tuned.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.